This is Madam Landlord.
Lagos, it's 4 minutes past 4 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And on today's Madam Landlord, Lagos, let's talk about landlords who do not rent to you because you are from a certain tribe or you are from a certain, you are a certain gender or you are a certain, profession. Because I've heard some people who have said, oh, I'm not going to rent to this person because the a trader in Alaba Market, because if you rent to traders in Alaba Market, you rent to just three people. The next day you come there, you find more than three people who are now occupying your premises. You know, you all their boys will be there living in their house with them. You have people who refuse to rent to businessmen and businesswomen. Because they believe that their income will not be as steady as that of people who work in, say, salaried organizations where they're getting salaries every month, right? So there are so many reasons that we've heard for why landlords discriminate. And, you know, today we're continuing that conversation. I got a very interesting call last week when we talked about this. Two weeks ago, I got a very, very interesting call from this guy who said that a landlord discriminated against him, right? So the landlord discriminated against him, and something interesting happened years later down the line. I want you to listen to this call and then you'll call me and tell me what you think about that conversation that I had with, I think his name was Andrew, who called us 2 weeks ago. And you tell me what you think about what Andrew said, and then you also tell me what you think about the points he made about discrimination, period. Right? So let's listen to this call and then let me hear your thoughts. Hi, Andrew.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, my sister. Mm. This is a particular topic, like last week I said, is that it was done. I had an experience.
Okay.
When I came to Lagos, I was getting up and I wanted to get a accommodation.
Okay.
I had this experience because I'm an Igbo man. The man I wanted to rent the accommodation was like, no, you don't rent your house to Igbo man. Like, the stereotype for the man just made. Seconds ago. But you know, interesting, 2 years down the line, the same man who refused to give me accommodation because I'm an Igbo man, he believes I cannot pay rent. I needed a supply 3 years down the line. And eventually, I didn't know. I was talking to his people about supplying me cement because I'm into construction.
Okay.
And the amount of cement I needed at that point was enough to buy that without. So it was at the Boham at the then. I didn't know. It was when we were about to conclude. I said I wanted to see him. Okay, they brought him up. And I saw him. You're the best. You want me? And this man, he said, he makes some things. Like I told you, he's a stereotype. It's not so. He said, Igbo people don't have respect. He said, Igbo people don't be rich. And all the rest of them. And when he got to my office, that man who was talking to me like a general when I was at this place, he was ingratiating now bending and rolling and all. I was a lot younger, I was about 27 years then. And I was not man. To be honest with you, I didn't give him that job.
No.
Because I didn't see reason why he was taking the job when he believes that other people from other regions do not qualify because they are from a particular tribe. Look at another stereotype that a normally person brings man. What is your problem with a person brings man or brings woman to the house? You enter the house to a person. How is it your problem that a person man or woman to the house? The rent issue in Nigeria, landlord, I'm a tenant as well.
Okay.
Because we are a group of business, I rent the place.
Okay.
It's a complex situation in this country. Like the man we have as guests, yeah, we are talking about competition of people whom we are discriminated against. The cosmos of the problem. Because most of them who tend to be agents, they check people exorbitantly. They rent a house for 1 million naira and they are telling you to pay them 300,000. They tell you to rent a house for 100,000. They are telling the person to pay them 50,000 agents, 50,000 agreements. What kind of rubbish is that? Why the law? We're not talking about the law. What the law is 10% of rent. Now, 10%, how is 50,000 10% of 100,000? A lot of things happen that go under the carpet that because people are not educated, are they not enlightened? I mean, they can't say anything. And also, they don't have choice anyway. The bottom line is that nobody has faith to discriminate against anybody based on gender, or you tell me behave well. Am I your child? Because I'm renting your house. Is the person renting your house, is he your child? If your child has been 21 years, you start telling him to behave well, not to behave well, and chasing him with it. The answer is no. You should leave people to, I mean, as far as they are behaving within the legal framework, give them more people and give them more opportunity. Because you yourself may be in the situation that you need the service, I mean, support, or the grace of these people that you are making the other way around. And the people who said the internet don't pay rent, who are the major tenants who are in the big house, big shops, and all over this country? Are they not paying rent and they are still doing business and renting big houses and shops all over the place? It's just a stereotype, and it is not true.
Andrew there calling us last week, sharing that story, sharing those insights, sharing that opinion. Do you agree with him? Do you disagree with him? So he says, I mean, why do you want to dictate to your tenants how they should live? You know what? You heard the man for yourself. So share with me your thoughts on his opinion. 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. This is still a no judgment show. We're simply trying to understand why the landlords who have decided to not rent to a certain group of people have decided to rent to that group of people. So, for instance, Andrew said that they didn't rent to him because the landlord says Igbo people know they pay rent. As an Igbo person who has lived in multiple houses and I've always paid my rent as I went due, never owed rent in my life, never owed anybody, to be honest with you, in my life, but never owed rent, I find that sentiment very odd. You know, I find that sentiment very weird. And apparently so does Mr. Andrew, who called us last week as well. Same goes for all the other complaints that we've heard about people who have been denied rent. So as a single woman, when I was looking for houses at the time, you know, I was refused rent because, well, you don't have husband, you know. And eventually I rented a house, you know. I eventually found a landlady who didn't care, you know, one way or the other, what your marital status was, you know. And she, that was in Bayelsa at the time, and she rented her apartment to me, and it was a glorious apartment. I loved it. There was just four of us in the compound. One was a married couple, then the rest of us were spinsters and bachelors, you know, and it wasn't an issue. Like, there was no drama in the compound, you know. So how do you know from one tenant to the other that, oh, you know, who I'm going to get is the one that I'm worried about, and who I'm going to get is the one that I'm not worried about? Like, how do you, I don't even know what to say again. Let me just talk to Sheila. Sheila's in Surulere. Hi, Sheila. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Did you listen to Andrew?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
Yes, I'm a landlord. I'm a tenant also. And okay. I'm also a lawyer.
Okay.
You see, I think it boils down to, I take it, you know, I don't do one size fits all. You know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, if you say that this particular set of people are this and that, you know, very, very fallacious. You know, because at the end of the day, those that you really think that these guys are, you know, the good people, they may turn out to be bad, and vice versa. So what I do is that, you know, from my experience as a lawyer, you know, I have a very, very tight agreement, and we all agree to it. And once I see that you deviate from the agreement, I take it to court. You know, if the agreement says that, because at the end of the day, if I rent a house with a family of, for example, three, you know, the way and manner they're going to my facility is going to deteriorate, mm. depends on when we have a family of nine.
Mm.
So if I rent the house to you and you tell me that, okay, this means I'm going to be paying them my brother, and the next thing I saw is about 6-7 people,
mm.
you know, it's a problem for me.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, when you're done with your rent, I have to repair this, repair that, repair this, repair that, you know. And immediately you've done anything contrary to our agreement. Right. I ask for this, I don't wait. So, you can't say that I just give you my property and allow you to do whatever you want with it. No, it's not done that way.
Right.
But the problem is that a lot of people collect money for agreements and they don't even give them any agreements. So they have this oral agreement or oral expectation of what you want from your tenant.
Right.
But when it is written and you know that, okay, this is what we have to do, this is that we have to do,
right.
you know, and I had an experience with some boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I told them that I don't want you taking marijuana in my house. The moment I see, I'm going to think, you're going to get out of this house. Then, no, they don't take, and I saw that they started taking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote them letters, I saw that they did not, and I took them to court and I had them to leave.
Oh.
Based on that, because what you are doing is illegal anyway.
Yes.
So I can't, so people should learn how to do things properly. If you do things properly, I guess there would be little or no friction between landlord and tenant.
Do you think that that's the problem, Shile? The problem is that, you know, people just would rather go with these assumptions they have than test the law and see whether or not the law will protect them one way or the other.
You know, the problem is, people think that, oh, it's too expensive,
mm.
you know, I don't spend a lot of time
mm.
before I take it to court,
mm.
before I get judgment, mm. before I do this or mm. that. It may be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It may take time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you need to trust the process. Because if you don't take them to court, you will end up resolving to self-help. And at the same time, you wouldn't help yourself in any shape or form. So in order to stop you from discriminating from anybody that you don't want this person, you know, this person is a single mother, this person, I don't give my house to Igbo, I don't give my house to single people, I don't give my house to this, I don't, you know, you can't continue to be living a life like that. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, these people you are stereotyping against may just be your best. And you will lose your opportunity of living with this good set of people if you continue to be living in that state. Yes, a lot of people believe that, you know, single women, they are so problematic, they are so, you know, difficult to deal with. But then you can't judge people. You don't even know what the circumstance, that led to that and all. So if you now decide that you want to be, doing it on one-size-fits-all basis, you know, that's very wrong. You know, that's just my opinion.
Shile, thank you so much for calling to share your opinion with us. Joseph is in Ogun State. Joseph is a first-time caller. Joseph, how would it be for Ogun State?
Yeah, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, ma.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, I fell victim of the issue we are discussing once. So it was on that very time that I decided to make effort to acquire my.
Oh, Joseph, if you can, please call me back. I hate it when that happens. There's WhatsApp, by the way. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. All right. So, women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And if you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. Have you ever been denied an apartment because of your marital status or your gender or your religion or your ethnicity? Tell us your experience. Are you a landlord? Do you have groups of people that you don't rent to? Do you have rules about who you want to rent to and who you don't want to rent to? I've been saying this for weeks now. I mean it. I'm not here to condemn anybody or to judge anybody. I just want to know what led you to that decision. And after listening to Shile, do you think that Shile's solutions are practicable? Do you think that Shile's solutions solve our problems? So that way, I'm not discriminated against because I'm an Igbo woman, and you make money from a potential Igbo woman who pays her rent as at when due. That way, Chisom is not discriminated against because she's single. Because she will pay her rent and she will not, break any laws while living on your property. If she does break any laws while living on your property, she signed an agreement with you, you take her to court. Does that solve the problem? Do you think that that brings us to a middle ground that makes sense? So that we don't have a situation where Andrew meets you later in the future and money that you would have made from Andrew, because you discriminated against him in the past for being Igbo and being, and you know, therefore you assumed he won't be able to pay his rent, he says, okay, you're not going to get my business. If you just tuned in and you missed that conversation between myself and Andrew a few weeks ago, well, let me play it for you again. Hi, Andrew.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, my sister. This is a fascinating topic. Like last week, I said, I had an experience.
Okay.
When I came to Lagos, I was getting up and I wanted to get up.
Okay.
I had this experience because I'm an Igbo man. The man I wanted to rent the accommodation was like, no, you don't let your house to Igbo man. Like the stereotype for the man just made to a second ago. But you know, interesting, 2 years down the line, the same man who refused to give me accommodation because I'm an Igbo man, he believes I cannot pay rent. I needed a supply 3 years down the line. And eventually, I didn't know. I was talking to his supplier, supplying me cement, because I'm into construction.
Okay.
And the amount of cement I needed at that point was enough to buy that without cement. So it was at the Borham apartment then. I didn't know. It was when we were about to conclude. I said I wanted to see him. Okay, they brought him up. And I saw him. Like, we are the best. You want me? And this man who said he made some business, like I told you, he's a stereotype. It's not so. He said Igbo people don't have respect. He said Igbo people don't pay rent and all the rest of it. And when he got to my office, that man who was talking to me like a general when I was at his place, he was ingratiating now
and they are still doing business and renting big houses and shops all over the place.
It's just a stereotype, and it is not true.
Andrew, there from 2 weeks ago, you've heard from Sheila as well. Sheila is a tenant, a landlord, and a lawyer whose job it is to create agreements for property owners who want to rent them out. And then one of the questions I've also asked alongside the several others I've been asking for the past couple of weeks is, are properties where the landlord resides as well more likely to have a discriminatory rules than properties where the landlord doesn't reside? That's also another question I've had. In your experience, have you found that if a landlord lives on the premises, if Madam Landlord lives on the premises, is she more likely to have all these rules and regulations? Is he more likely to have all these rules and regulations than if he or she doesn't live on the premises? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling.
Yes, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, welcome. What's your name?
You have Solomon on the line.
Welcome, Solomon.
I don't usually call on your program. Sometimes I listen from a land. I think this particular issue, I see some of these landlords who do that as I see it as a foolishness as far as I'm concerned. It's my own opinion.
Okay.
I'm entitled. I'm from Southwest. I'm from Abeokuta.
Okay.
And 60% of my dad tenants are Igbos.
Okay.
The best tenant are Igbo. In fact, one of them is late about 2 years. If I mention his name, those who know me very well know the man.
Okay.
See, today the wife is still in that house. Look, until we stop this sentiment, it's my tribe. They are this, they are that. Before we can move forward, who tell you that if you take a Yoruba as your tenant, it's going to be everywhere? Who give you that assurance? We are one human being. Human beings can behave the way they want to behave. It's a personal thing. It does not have anything to do with tribe, for Christ's sake. And some tribe, apart from these people from Southeast, some tribe have even do it to each other. You can imagine, within Southwest, and those people will tell you that you should not marry Igebu. Within themselves, you can imagine.
Okay.
I see it as foolishness as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Solomon, for calling us. I was listening to a conversation in my neighbor's house today. I just remembered because the guy said Ondo people. And, his daughter seemed to be having, this is unrelated, it was just cute. So I remember the cute story, so I want to gist you the cute story. You know, and I think he's my neighbor's chef. And so he was talking to his child about the problem his child was having wherever his child was. And what I really liked was that between each of the sentences, he kept saying to his child over and over, "I love you, okay? I love you, okay?" And for somebody who didn't grow up hearing that, you know, from my own parents, even though I know that my parents loved me, it was nice to see that, you know? Usually you see that amongst, you don't see that within that demography. So every time I see it, I notice, and it fills my heart with a lot of warmth, you know. So say I love you to your child today. This is not part of Madam Landlord. This is just an aside cute story. Huh? If you have your kid around you right now, turn to them and say, "Hey, I love you." You know, give them a hug, give them a kiss on their cheek or their forehead and say, "I love you." Say it to your son if you're a dad. Say it to your daughter if you're a mom. Huh? Say it to either gender if you have either gender as your kids. There you go. So take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
And today we're talking about Madam Landlord herself. What are some of the reasons that she's refused to rent you a property before? Did she refuse because of your gender? Did she refuse because of your marital status? Did she refuse because of where you were from? Have you been refused a property before? share your experience with us. And then for Madam Landlord herself, what are the reasons why you don't rent to a particular group of people? What experience led you to that conclusion that I'm not going to rent to this subset of people anymore? Did you listen to my conversation with Chile when he called? Chile said that people are too unwilling to test the law, and more people need to test the law. If they do that, we will find more middle ground when it comes to renting and being tenants or being landlords and the entire real estate industry, the rental industry. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. It's 4:34. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Madam Landlord on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, thank you so much for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, this is Okemu Taboru.
Welcome.
Yes, I want to react to two things.
Okay.
One, when you ask if it's good to stay with a landlord or a landlady in the compound.
Okay.
Yes, and again, okay, let me react to that first.
Okay.
Living with a landlord or a landlady in a company depends.
Okay.
There are some landlords you live with, they are very good. In fact, because they live in the compound, they handle some of the responsibilities, like maybe water and all that.
Okay.
But what's certain about that is that, you know, many tenants, when they want to leave a compound,
right,
they prefer to leave a compound where a landlord does not live. Like one experience I had one time,
yeah,
I paid a landlord half. After the expiration of my rent, I needed to pay the full rent, but I couldn't pay the full rent. I paid half of the rent. As soon as he saw the half, he asked the lawyer to give me a quit notice, which he did.
Ooh.
So after the quit notice, I meet him to talk to him. He said no, that his house, he does not allow anyone to pay half. So I said okay. So at the point the house got expired, I was getting myself ready to park out of the house. So I had 3 months extra. So I was leaving. The day I called him and I told him I was going to park out of the house that very day. And he said, okay, no problem. As soon as I parked my note, if I gave him the key, then he locked the gate and he said I should pay him the 3 months,
okay,
which I never prepared for.
Okay.
I had to beg and beg and beg. That it took me another, like, 5 hours. So living in with a landlord in the compound, and sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's really not good.
Okay.
Because if I was not staying with him, I would just park and go my way, you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, that's not really what we're talking about, though. We're talking about, you know, people who are discriminated against. And my question was, do you find that these rules about, oh, you must be married, you must be working, you must be this, you must be that, do you think that those rules are worse and they are, let me say, more at the forefront, more on the front burner if the landlord or landlady is living on the property than if you are dealing with a real estate company, for instance, you know? 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Itoro.
Hi, Itoro. Welcome.
I'm fine. Okay, I'm calling in respect to the topic.
Yes.
So, I will say that that people that make such decisions, I would say is actually inhuman, because in a land where foreigners come in to invest, for example, in Lagos State, and then you are now discriminating the Igbos, the Yorubas, and all those things, forgetting that we all contribute to the growth of the state.
Yeah. Itoro? Oh, sorry, darling. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Abiola. I'm calling from Oba.
Welcome, Abiola.
All right. I'm a Yoruba man.
Okay.
I'm a landlord.
Okay.
In Lagos.
Okay.
In some other states, I'm a tenant.
Okay.
I'm obviously outside Lagos, so I'm a tenant.
Okay.
There. Now, I've lived with, I've rented my apartment to Igbos,
okay,
who are fantastic people. I've had fantastic Igbo guys. I've had terrible Igbo people.
Okay.
I've had fantastic Yoruba people. I've had terrible Yoruba people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's about any ethnicity.
Okay.
It's about the individual. I'm one person. I don't discriminate. I don't. And my landlord in Ekiti State is actually an Igbo man who has invested in Ekiti State. And I have a very wonderful relationship with the person.
Okay.
In Lagos, I live with my tenants. I have tenants who live with me. And I think they are lucky that I live there because I take responsibility for almost everything that is in the house. Water, we got a separate meter for water, and I'm the one that pay because I want people to have a good experience living in my
where
apartment.
Where you live, yeah, exactly.
So I know that sometimes I may meet people. I've met people. People have left my house to go build their houses, and they ask me to come. On the day of the warming house, they gave me the opportunity to open, you know. Now, where I am in Abeokuta, the landlord did almost everything, painted the apartment for me and everything, and told me the person who left this place actually went to his own house.
Mm.
So I told him, and I told him, he's a new landlord to me. I've just been with him for about 2 months, and I've told him, I said, sir, start looking for land in Abeokuta for me. Maybe I'll be the house in Abeokuta. So it depends on how you relate with people. I think it's a wrong concept. It's a wrong conception that that people from a particular area. Human beings are bad generally because they are bad,
right.
Not because they are not because there's something in the place where they came from that turned them bad. As long as there are human beings living there, they are the ones that make the place bad or good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling us. Okay, well, this conversation has you know, gone in a different direction, but okay, I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it. We're still asking, why are some landlords or landladies discriminate? Have you ever been discriminated against when you're trying to rent? Maybe because you're single, maybe because you're a man, maybe because you're a woman, maybe because you're a single mom, maybe because you are a Muslim. You know, because the very first time we talked about this, we had a Muslim woman who called on who called the show, and she was like, everything was going so well. They'd almost even signed the deal. Then the day that she was going to meet the landlord himself, landlord came out, met her, saw her wearing a hijab, went inside, came out, said, I'm not renting to you again, you know. So there are people who have had those experiences. I remember when I moved to Lagos and I was looking for a house, the house we wanted to rent, the landlady was like, are you a Christian? Because we used to do morning devotion in this compound. I said, eh? I mean, I'm all for being a Christian, but like, what? I'm sorry. I left secondary school decades ago. There's a reason that I did not go to Covenant University or any of those universities where they used to do morning devotion. You know what I mean? So like, why would I come and pay rent in a house? And in that house, they would have to start making me do morning devotion with the landlady. Please, let's be serious here. Let's be serious. Yeah. That's serious. And then she also, you know, was asking me if I was a particular denomination of Christian. And I wasn't. And she's like, oh, no. She now increased the rent, said that she's not going to come down from that rent. And I said, don't worry, I don't even want your house, sir, because you look like you have plenty of problem, you know. And my husband and I left, you know. And for me, like, the most important thing for me was I don't want to live somewhere where the landlord or landlady lives. Like, I don't want that because there are a lot of hoops that you often have to jump, you know, in the stories I've heard and in my own personal experience. So I've just always fared better if there was nobody, you know, looking at how you're keeping their house, that kind of thing. And I don't blame them, to be honest. They live there as well. So they have to be concerned about how their house is looking and all of that stuff, you know. But I'll prefer to live in a space where I feel like it's my space, you know, within the time that I'm renting it. It's my space to do with as I like, you know, as long as I'm not destroying the property. And I'm not going to destroy
the property. I'm not an animal, you know. But these are some of the stories you hear. So they refuse to rent to you because you're this particular religion, or you're this particular gender, or you're this particular marital status. I remember Chooks one time called us. Chooks was a listener, and he called us and he said that he doesn't like to rent to business people, you know. So because you want to rent a house to a family of three, and just like Sheila called and said, you come out and find out your house is now occupied by 13 people, you know. And the way 13 people will use your house is not the way 3 people will use your house, you know. The deterioration will be different, you know what I mean? You know, so there are people who certain experiences have made them say, okay, I'm not going to rent to these people anymore. And then the reason why it looks like we're talking about one particular ethnic group more than others today is because the entire time we've been having this series, a lot of the landlords who have called have said, Igbo people go drag you go court. Igbo people go pay rent once, they no go pay again. They go carry your matter go court. You go, your house go there for court for years. And as your case they court, they go there your house, they live for free of charge. So they know they rent to Igbo people, you know. So that's the reason why you're hearing more and more talk about a particular tribe over other tribes, right? But we're not focusing on one tribe, because you've also had people who have complained about people who are Dalton, or people who are Northerners, or people. So you've had different complaints. And my thing with this particular segment is to try and find some middle ground. And so far, I like the middle ground that Sheila proposed, you know. So use the law. How can the law help? Do you buy that? Have you tried to use the law, seeing that the law is not really favoring you and just reverted to good old discrimination? Yeah, I'm not just going to rent to this group of people and let's see how it goes. How does it work for you? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Sanders.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yes, Chinoye.
Chinoye, my namesake.
Correct, Mama. Oh, Mama. I don't know how they feel now. They feel happy now.
Welcome.
See, Sandra, you will not blame the landlord. You will not blame the tenant.
Okay.
You understand?
Who will go blame them?
Why I say no go blame the landlord? Some landlords do this. Why some bad? But they say one bad egg, spoil the egg.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm not doing this for house, and say landlord, they leave it because they're going to monitor you.
Okay.
If it's dress, they're going to say, Sam, it's too dress. If it's too cook, they're going to say, it's too cook. I've said that, I remember I rented an apartment where the landlord and landlady say, if you're about to come outside and be talking, me, I will not come outside and talk. They will be outside and be telling you, you're more evil, you're more evil, cholesterol. What do you want to make a sorrow? Why are they busy? So you understand?
Okay.
Most of them they like talking, being gossip, you know, and they want you to be among them. And The kind of person I am, I don't even where I work, I always stay in the shop.
Okay.
So people are different. So some people again, some people I'm not trying to differentiate the kind of people, some people everybody is their own character. Some people will be in the compound, they will fight. Anyway, they need to fight for money. And when landlord and landlady are still fighting, that particular person, let's say Igbo person, that particular person, they will not rent out to any Igbo person. They are able to fight. So those things, then they make landlord and landlady really happy. Some people, again, like my sister is even complaining that our company, landlord and landlady are good, but the people around there doesn't clear the grass. It's only my sister that is clearing the grass. So they are telling me now, if landlord come now and complain, you listen to the landlord complain. It's only my sister that is clearing that grass. Then the rest of them doesn't clear that grass. Is that not dirtiness? It's dirty. So what am I trying to say? Most times you will not blame the landlord and the landlady. Sometimes it's the tenant. Some of the tenants have the life problem. Once you don't keep where you stay, your environment needs, how do you expect to get to build your own house? Let us be sincere. Are you sure you understand me?
I understand you.
So some people will live in a compound to sweep their frontage become a problem.
Right.
So when you don't sweep your frontage and you don't clear the grass, if you have your own building and somebody don't clear the grass, and how do you feel? Let us say it like that, the way it is.
Thank you so much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm glad I got through. I tried to call 2 weeks ago. I couldn't get through. And I'm thankful I got through today. My name is Anne. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hi, Anne.
So, I've had quite some experiences I would like to share. Okay, the first one. So, my husband, Christian, my husband is Christian.
Okay.
Well, he's from a Muslim family, so we have a Muslim surname.
Okay.
So, we wanted to rent a house for his sister in Lagos here.
Mm.
So, everything went well. We had even paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the point of doing documentation and all, the landlady we paid to is a Yoruba woman.
Mm.
She now found out that, oh, even though it's a Muslim name, we're from Delta State.
Okay.
This woman returned the rent. She said she can only rent her house to Muslims, that she thought we were Muslims because she saw our surname.
Oh.
I'm not joking. She returned our rent. It felt really, really awkward. I'm like, what kind of thing? You have gotten the money. Are you not in this for business? Are we going to be doing... Is it because of... I don't know.
Hmm.
It just didn't make sense to me.
Hmm.
Then similarly, my sister wanted to rent a house last year. So she was about to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Her rent was due. Her fiancé's rent was due at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, instead of us renewing our rent, their wedding was like 2 or 3 months down the line. Let them get a place together. Because that was what was most practical.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they wanted to get somewhere around Chevron, the landlord said he can't rent them a house because they are not married.
Mm.
What have my marital status got to do with? And they even put it there, we are engaged, we are just about to get married. We've done introduction. The man said no, he cannot take them because they haven't gotten married. And later he now said, okay, they should go as far as bringing letters from their church to show that they are getting married.
I'm What?
And you know the thing is, because you are desperate, you know the thing about house in Lagos, you know, you don't find so many good ones. When you mistakenly see a good one, it's almost like, man, I don't want to miss
it.
They wanted to now go to the church, now went to the church to get letters to say they attend the church, blah, blah, blah. The landlord now saw the church, we're Catholic. And they were like, ah, Catholic, no, he's a redeemed pastor. He's not sure he can rent his house. After they did all this, he didn't rent the house. And I'm like, you know what? Even at this point, I don't even think I want you to even rent this house. This landlord looks like...
Exactly. Like, you don't even want... If a person is telling you to go as far as going to go and bring letter from church, that's somebody that is very invasive.
So later, they gave up the house. They're searching elsewhere. So I think the landlord didn't find any better tenant. So the agent called back my sister and her fiancé and we're like, remember that house? That man said that people should come and take it. And they were like, they had to find somewhere at the time.
Mm.
But they were like, no, we're not going to. We're not taking that house. So it's really, really scary.
It's a lot.
And to come to your point about living with the landlord, I share the same sentiment.
Okay.
I'm always worried about staying in the same compound with the landlord for the same reasons as you.
Mm.
But the place I presently stay, the landlord is an absolute... Like, if I need to pick my landlord all over again, I'll pick him all over again. The man is... a perfect landlord. He buys us birthday cakes on our birthday.
Aww.
Not even invasive in any way.
Aww.
Very nice, jolly good fellow.
Aww.
You know, attends our weddings. The man is... I would like to just give a shout out to him. He's one of the best landlords out there.
Okay.
His name is Mr. Bobby.
Mr. who?
Mr. Bobby.
Mr. Bobby. He even has a bubbly name, Mr. Bobby.
Thank you. Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a nice day. Let's go to WhatsApp where we have Enoch from Ikpaja. Enoch says, as much as landlords and landladies have control and preference over their respective asset, I'm absolutely not in support of this biased sentiment. Some will tell you that Igbo people, once given accommodation, usually remain uncontrollable. Another will say they've not won spinster bachelors due to several crowds it generates, while some will tell you they don't want crowd, therefore won't accept couples with many children. But humans are bad generally, and you mustn't use one person's sin to judge another. All right, thank you very much for calling me, for sending that message into us on WhatsApp. And what does that even mean, Igbo people are uncontrollable? Like, what does that mean? Why do you want to control somebody? You know? Like, I want to understand what that means. And it's a common thread. You know, it's a thread that I've been pulling at small since we started this conversation months ago. And, you know, I'm like, what does that mean when people are uncontrollable? What does that mean?
Kingsley from Jakande says, it's so concerning, this topic. My friend who stays in Ikoton wanted to move to Lekki and told me to help him look for an accommodation. So I met one landlord in Jakande, told him I needed a room. And the first thing he asked me is, where are you from? I told him I'm from Odukbani in Cross River State. The next thing he said was, I don't give my house to people from there. They're too troublesome. They like fighting. I was so pissed off by that statement. So I asked him, is it because I'm from where people are troublesome and like fighting that you won't rent me your house? Do you know me before? Know that I'm a troublesome person and like fighting. Now, everywhere in Lagos are filled with Agberos who are Yoruba, causing trouble, fighting, extorting people every day. Are you one of them too, since you're a Yoruba person? He was shocked. He just left me without a word. It's because of all these, where are you from, that Nigeria is the way it is today. God help us. That's a message from Kingsley. Kingsley in Jakande. Kingsley, you probably proved it right today by asking him that question you asked him. Well, thank you so much. Sandra, to be sincere and frankly speaking, there are bad and good tenants and landlords amongst all people and both genders. There should be no discrimination to rent apartment to anyone. Yes, there should be no discrimination, but there is. The question now is, how do we get around that? What are the solutions to those discriminatory practices? Sandra, my friend wanted to rent a house in 2001, but the landlord refused because he's an Igbo man. But 5 years later, my friend was called to buy the same house when the landlord needed money badly for medical reasons. The landlord was practically begging the same Igbo man to buy the house. It's interesting, isn't it? More questions here. Sandra, my daughter once rented a room in a Western country as a student. Her brother wanted to visit her for a month. The landlady collected an additional $100 before she could allow my son stay with his sister for 1 month. I personally met the landlady, who said a lot of nice things about my daughter. You can make your deductions from that life example when people call and say landlord has no right to dictate what and what to you. That's a message from Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you so much for your message. Well, again, that's actually a way to avoid discrimination. To say, give me an extra $100, that's so that if there's any damage to the property, because now you have more people living on the property than was initially planned, the landlord can do something about it. So that's actually a better practice, in my opinion, than saying, oh, I won't rent to a single woman because she may bring man to the house. Lagos, we'll take a break, come back and talk about EFCC invading hotel rooms.